Okay, good evening, Rabbi. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Yeshikar for coming. A special Yeshikar to those who are involved in the Tekiah Shofar here in Shul, who always make their way here for our Shofar Shir every Erev Rosh Hashanah. Tonight's Shir is a little bit different than usual. Usually we learn a Sugya. Tonight, we're going to get to an incredible piece of Lamdus. That's going to be at the very end. It's going to be an incredible, incredible, incredible Geshmak piece of Lamdus, which is Halacha L'maisa, actually. Actually, Halacha L'maisa and Lamdus coming together, which is always fun. But we're going to have to get there. So to get there, we're going to have to do some basic research for, I don't know, about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, till we get to the main part of the Shia, which will be the last 10 minutes or so, which will be an incredible, you know, just a brilliant putting things together, and it'll be a lot of fun. But we'll have to, the first few minutes will be fun also, but it will be more putting a lot of different pieces of Tekiah Shofar together, so we'll be able to appreciate the goal of our shiur, which is going to be the end of the shiur. So we start, what we're going to talk tonight is what happens if there's a mistake during a Tekiah, during the Shvarim, and of course the Shvarim, let me rephrase that, during the Trua. What happens if there's a mistake during the Trua, and we know that the Trua, that which the Torah calls a Trua, could either be what we call a Shvarim, or what we call a Trua, or what we call a Shvarim Trua. That's all the middle, the peanut butter jelly of the sandwich. You have the bread on the outside, the tekiah on the outside, and the Trua in the middle. Just the question of what that Trua is. If it's the Trua of the Torah, is it a Shvarim or a Trua, or a Shvarim Trua? Let's first learn what are the minimum requisites, requirements of what makes a Trua. Says the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Seder Tekiyos on Rosh Hashanah is Shalosh, Shal Shalosh, Shalosh. Three sets of three sets of three. Rashi explains in the italicized words, Achas L'Malchios, V'Achas L'Zichronos, V'Achas L'Shofros, Shalosh, Shal Shalosh, Shalosh. Three sets of three sets of three. Tekiyah U'Trua Tekiyah L'Chal Achas V'Achas. Meaning you have one Tekiyah, Trua Tekiyah. You do that three times, and you do that whole process both by Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros, for a total of 30 kolos. Fine. That's not our main point. The next main point, is the next four words. Shir Terua, how long is a Terua? Kishalosh Yevavos. Three Yevavos. Could anyone translate the word Yevavos for me? I don't know if that's correct. I don't know how to translate the word Yevavos. But look at what Rashi says. I underlined it because that's going to be the main point of this section. Shalosh Yevavos, a Trua is three Yevavos. Rashi defines the word Yevava as Shalosh Kolos Ba'alma. Three Yevavos mean three minimal sounds. Kolshu, anything. The smallest t-t-t-t, that's a complete, full, halachic Trua. T-t-t-t, according to Rashi. Three minimal sounds, that's a Trua. So if you have a Tekiah, two, you did a Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah. Three minimal sounds, that is Rashi's opinion. Now, we have to know a very important halacha. The length of the Tekiah, if you look up in an encyclopedia of Hilchos Shofar, how long is the length of a Tekiah, it's not going to give you a number. And that's because it's a moving target. The length of the Tekiah depends on what it is surrounding. If it is surrounding a Trua, it has to be as long as the Trua. If it is surrounding a Shvarim, the Tekiah has to be as long as the Shvarim. If the Tekiah is surrounding a Shvarim Trua, so the Tekiah has to be at least as long as a Shvarim Trua. So that means when our Baal Tekiah, have an extra sheet for him? Yeah, okay. If the Baal Tekiah is going to sound Tekiahs, he's not going to have the same length of Tekiahs for all throughout his Tekiahs, throughout his blowing. He's going to have much longer Tekiahs for the Shvarim Truas and much shorter Tekiahs for the Truas themselves. For example, if we end up assuming right now, Rashi told us that a Trua is three dots. Ta-ta-ta. That's a kosher Trua. So the Tekiah has to be how long? That's more than long enough. However, if it's going to be a Tekiah of a Shvarim Trua, and a Shvarim, we're not going to talk, we'll see some other, let's say it's Shvarim and it's Trua altogether, it's going to be 9 or 10 or 12 dots, you're going to end up that Tekiah is going to have to be much longer. It's going to have to be the equivalent of all those dots of the Shvarim Trua. That's the first source. Now, Rashi comes, I'm sorry, Tosas in source number 2 comes and takes issue on Rashi, but that's going to be at the end of Tosas. We're going to go through a number of halachas that Tosas is going to teach us in the beginning of Tosas. And this is a fascinating Tosos because practically the entire Tosos is cut and pasted into the Shulchan Aruch, which is very unusual. I've very rarely seen that, but you'll see the entire Tosos, and you see I have the entire page from the number 2 to the bottom of the page is all Tosos. You're going to see it's all going to make its way to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's learn Tosos together. Perish Bekuntres, what is when Rashi defined the Trua as being three dots, three minimal that's enough. Shlosha kolos ba'almos kosher of any size. A tiny dot is a tiny voice. Three of them, that's a trua. If that's the case, Tosas comments. V'tzarech lizar b'shvarim shlo yehem marech al kol echad b'fnei atzmo kegimu yevavos shel shlosha kolos kosher. Tosas raises an issue. If we're going to say that a trua is three dots, so how long is a tekiya? As long as how many seconds is that? 1.5 seconds. That means how long is your tekiah? 1.5 seconds. Oh, says Tosas, that's the case. When you get to your shvarim, to what did you just do? Thank you. You did not do a shvarim. That was just three tekiahs, because since each line of your shvarim, each two, was more than 1.5 seconds, that was already a full tekiah in this realm. So again, if the true is 1.5 seconds, the tekiah is only 1.5 seconds, you have to make sure that the shvarim, each piece of the shvarim, is going to be less than that 1.5 seconds. That's the first point of Tosas. It's a big chumrah.
So is a shvarim really a two or just only three instead of nine?
A shvarim is not a dat. A shvarim is longer. How long it is, we'll talk about it. How to make it, do you do a straight sound or a tu? That's machlokas Ramban and Ritva, which is machlokas Galitzia and Lita, which is machlokas with Shul Yadavin. So, but we're not going to talk about shvarim. That's a whole different shir on shvarims. We're not talking about shvarims tonight. We're going to be talking about truas primarily. That was the first point of Tosas. Let's go to the next paragraph of Tosas, which is not that I spoke out quickly, but now you'll see it inside. Vinira. Shechayev Adam, says Tosas, laharech b'tekia shel kashrak, that's shvarim trua, the beginning and the last kuf is for the tekia, and then you have the shinrei, shvarim trua. So you have to lengthen the tekia of the tashrak, yoser mishel, I'll just read the middle one, the shvarim, and you have to be lengthened, the one of the shvarim, more than the trua. Because we mentioned earlier that the tekiah has to be as long as the bread has to be as big as the peanut butter. If the peanut butter and jelly inside is going to be short like a trua, then the tekiah could be short. The shvarim, which is going to be longer, the shvarim in its totality, all three pieces that make up a shvarim in its totality are longer than a trua. So therefore, the tekiah is also going to have to be longer. So let's pause for a moment. We said a minute ago that a trua is 1.5 seconds. So if I do that for my tekiah, 1.5 seconds long, I have a good tekiah. That's a good tekiah. But if I do that exact tekiah that I just did for the trua, and I do it for the tekiahs that are part of the tekiah, shvarim tekiah, for the shvarim tekiah, that ain't going to work. That's going to be too short, because the tekiah is not long enough to encapsulate the length of the whole shvarim. If I do a tekiah like this, but my shvarim is two. So my three blasts, which comprise the shvarim, was shorter than my 1.5 second tekiah. Thank you. My three blasts that comprise the shvarim in the middle, which were, let's say, a total of, I don't know, 4 seconds, that's longer than my 1.5 second tekiah. And therefore, I'm going to have to lengthen my tekiahs to match the length of the bread on the outside to match the peanut butter and jelly on the inside. Okay. And Tosas reiterates that when it comes to, obviously, a shvarim trua, the tekiahs will have to be even longer, like we discussed. That's the end of this paragraph. Now, what would be safest? If we're getting into a discussion about make sure that your tekiahs surrounding the shvarim are longer than the trua tekiahs, And your tekiyas around the shvarim trua are longer than the shvarim tekiyas. So I have an idea. Make all of the tekiyas really long. Like, I don't know, 10 seconds long. If I can make, let's say a shvarim trua is 10 seconds. I'm just giving that number. So if I do everything 10 seconds, so I'm safe. Because 10 seconds of the tekiyah is longer than the trua, definitely. Trua is only 1.5 seconds. 10 seconds is longer than a shvarim, let's say it's only 3 seconds, 4 seconds. And 10 seconds is just as long as a shvarim trua, which is also 10 seconds, so I'll be safe. But the problem is, are you allowed to have a long tekiyah?
You have to match it.
Or does it have to taka really match? The tekiyah, the bread on the outside has to match the peanut butter and jelly on the inside. If there's a short trua, you have to have a short tekiyah. If you have a medium-sized shvarim, you have to have a medium-sized tekiyah. If you have a long shvarim trua, then you could have a long tekiyah surrounding it. Says Tezos, no. You could just do long tekiyahs all the way around, all the way through. That's what the Valley Tekiyah like to do. It makes life a little bit easier. Just do long tekiyahs. That's the third paragraph of Tezos. Umihu. Says Tezos, imarech b'chol ha-tekiyahs ketekiyahs tashrak like a shvarim trua ein lachash diyachol leha'arech kamo sheyirtzeh. You're allowed to lengthen your tekiyahs as much as you like. There's no problem with having tekiyahs that are too long. There's only a problem with tekiyahs that are too short. Fine. Okay, let's now switch away from tekiyahs. Let's talk about shvarim. When you blow your shvarim, it's supposed to be 3 blasts. 2, 2, 2. Are you allowed to have more than 3? So I guess you can. I don't know the story. It's very right. The famous story, the line you're always supposed to say, it's always famous because you know it, right? What was the story?
This is a solution, and in my mind, it's right, and
lost it. What was the solution? What was it a solution for? What did it sell?
It has to, I have to back into it.
Okay, fine. So there's some mila of 5 shvarim. Okay, so at least Tosfos, the next line, will say that it would be at least okay. You don't have to be concerned. You clearly see that Tosfos doesn't hold you're supposed to do 5. Tosfos clearly holds you're supposed to do 3. And Tosfos says, but don't worry, it's okay if you do 4 or 5. Why? Because shvarim is just the other kind of trua, right? We don't know what a real trua is. We don't know what the trua of the Torah is. It might be a shvarim. Maybe when the Torah said the word zichron trua, yom trua, yalachem, it meant shvarim. And just like you're allowed to make a trua as long as you want you can keep on going, just like that's okay, so the shvarim, which is just the replacement of that trua, could equally be as long as you want. That's also fine. That's the last line of this paragraph. Shashvarim b'makam trua, v'hevele trua arichta. Fine. Because no, that's not going to be correct. The halacha that I don't know if you remember Tosis makes this point, but I saw the poskim say the tekiyah has to be as long as the halachic necessity of the shvarim or the trua or the shvarim trua, not as long as you happen to do it yourself. So whatever the minimum halachic necessity for that shvarim or trua or shvarim trua is, that's how long the tekiyah has to be. Okay, that was all hilchas tekiyah shofar. It was a wonderful educational experience, but now we're going to get to what I really wanted to get at. I just couldn't skip it because it was so important for us. But this is really what we needed to see for our discussion tonight. Tosfos continues after having quoted Rashi in the first line that says that a trua is three dits, three dots, that's a trua. Comes the riva, v'harivam. The rivam was Rashi's grandson, right? The riva is not Rashi's grandson. Okay, the Riva and Rashi's grandson argue on Rashi. Mefarshim, the Yevava, you remember we saw the word Yevavos in the Mishnah on the top source? The Mishnah on the top source says that the Shir of a Trua is 3 Yevavos. Rashi said a Yevava is a dit, a dot, a mashu. So that means if you need 3 Yevavos, that's 3 mashus according to Rashi. Comes Tosis now, comes the Rivam, and says, I underlined it because this is the main point, the Yevava. He shalosh kochos shel kol shehu, meaning each yevava is 3 dots. Rashi said each yevava is 1 dot, so if you need 3 yevavas, you have 3 dots. Tosfos is saying that each yevava is ta-ta-ta is one yavava. And what did the Mishnah say? How many yavavas do you need? You need three yavavas. Shir tru is shlosh shalosh yavavas. So if you do the math, if each yavava is three dots, and you need three yavavas, how many dots do you need for a trua?
Nine.
This is what most people are familiar with. The yavava yishalosh kochos shal kolshu, nimtzeis trua teisha kochos. Well, if a trua has to be nine dots, so how long is your tekiah going to have to be? It's equally long. So let's. How long is, if we had a good stopwatch, I'd love to, somebody have a stopwatch? Yanki? I'm going to, you know, you have the chauffeur, you're going to blow. You're going to blow nine, I'm going to, we're going to time how long nine things are. 1 second, go. That was about 3 seconds.
That was not nine.
Was not close to nine. One second. No. Okay, one, two, three, go. That's about 2 seconds. So that means even nine are 2 seconds. That means that Rashi's opinion, three, is less than a second.
Right. If it's the straight ones.
That's, I guess, less than a second. Again, maybe, I'm not doing the greatest timing, but, okay, so we're talking about not so long. So the tekiah is going to have to be that length to match the trua. Okay. Let's go to the second paragraph of source number three. Tosis continues. Vitzarech limshach letekiah shel tashrak leperusham. According to this pshat, that the trua is longer, it's nine dots. So now, the tekiah that is surrounding the tashrak, that's surrounding the shvarim trua, is going to have to be, well, nine for the trua. And the shvarim is, well, we never really decided how long a shvarim has to be. We never talked about shvarim. I don't want to get into shvarim. It's going to have to be a trua plus a shvarim, and it's therefore going to have to, the kids will have to be longer. Okay. Now look at this last line that I underlined. Let's say somebody will make themselves have a short tekiah. They'll have a short tekiah. It won't be long enough to match the nine dots of the trua plus the shvarim. Will be a short tekiah. And they did that coupled with the shvarims in the middle end up being a little bit on the longer side. Says Tosos, you weren't yotze, you're a tekiah shvarim trua according to any opinion. Let me explain. If you hold that, like Rashi, what we started with, This is just a thinking point. If you hold like Rashi, that which we start with, that each yavav is one dot. So three dots is a trua. So how long is a tekiah? If a trua is three dots, how long is a tekiah? Also three dots. That means a shvarim has to be less than that. It has to be two. It can't be two. Because one, two, 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 that's already, those aren't three, those aren't shvarims anymore, those are tekiahs. So according to Rashi, if you had a long shvarim, you're messed up. You're not yotze. Okay, but I'm okay for the other opinion. But if the other, you're going to follow the other opinion that says you can have, you have longer tekiahs, right? Tekiahs are nine dots long, therefore I can make my shvarims long. Each shvarim could be two, because each of the twos were up to nine. It's only a considered tekiah if you have nine, since a trua is nine dots, so the tekiah is nine dots. So that means the shvarim could be up to nine dots. Your shvarim could be up to nine dots until it turns into a tekiah. Two. That wasn't long enough to be a, that wasn't nine dots, and therefore it's not considered a tekiah. So if I don't have a tekiah that's long enough, if I don't do a long tekiah, so I'm not yotze the Rivam, and if I do a long shvarim, I'm not yotze Rashi. If I put those two bad things together, you're not yotzei that according to anybody. So let's say again what I'm saying. Hold on, let me just repeat this. Tosis is saying that if you do a, according to the Rashi's opinion, the tru is very short, and therefore the tki is very short, and the shvarim has to be even shorter. So if you do long shvarim, you messed up Rashi. Because the shvarims are too long, they already turned into tkiyas. And inversely, if you're going to go like the Rivam, that the tru is 9 dots, and the tkiyas have to be longer, and you end up doing a short tkiya, you didn't do the tkiya long enough, so you are left bald, kerech mikan, kerech mikan. And you aren't yotze at all, according to anybody. I don't want to get confused. You're talking about salvation strategy, I just don't want to get confused. It's confusing, I think, without that. Okay, so that's background. What we have is, what we have to know right now is really one point. Rashi says that a trua is 3 dots. The Rivam says a trua is 9 dots. Fine. That's all we have to know right now. Let us continue. If you turn the page to page number 2, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos in Rosh Hashanah, Tavkuf Tzadi, Sif Gimel, basically repeats the entire Tosfos. So we don't really have to read it. First, and we could go through it quickly, but I don't think there are too many chidushim here. Let's look at the top line, and then we'll look at one of the bottom lines. Shashir tkiya is ketrua. The length of the tkiya has to equal the trua inside of it. Vashir trua, what's a trua? Kishalash yavavos. That's a mishnah. But what does that mean? Dehainu gimel kolchus ba'alma kolshehu. 3 dots. How do you say dot in Aramaic? Vehem nikrin trumitin. A trumit is the smallest possible sound that could be emitted from a shofar. Trumitin. A trumit. I called it a dot. Okay? And therefore he says, if this opinion, which is Rashi's opinion, says that a trua is 3 dots, and therefore the tkiya is also going to be 3 dots, what do we have to be careful about? Not to make my shvarim more than 3 dots. Well, if he's at tzarech lizar shelo yarech b'shever, with any one of the 3 shvarim, kishloja trumitin, because it will end up being a tkiya. That's the first bit, that's Rashi. Let us jump down to V'yesh Omrim, below the 5. V'yesh Omrim, Shashu Yavava Gimel Trumitin. That the Yavava of the Mishnah, that says that you have to have 3 Yavavas, well, each Yavava is Gimel Trumitin. And therefore, the Trua, V'shir Trua, which is Kishlosh Yavavos, which is the total of Shein Test Trumitin. So therefore, you're going to have a Trua is 9 long. Therefore, the tkiya right after the Yud Gimel, Shir tkiya gam kein tisha trumitin, like the length of a trua. And therefore, it's okay if I have a long shvarim, because since my tkiyas are much longer, the shvarims could also be a little bit longer, because even if the shvarim is elongated a little bit, it's still not going to be long enough to constitute the long length of a tkiya. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. How do we paskin in this very important question of the length of a trua? We have a gigantic machlokas, Rashi and Rivam, how long a trua is. And each one comes with a chumrah. You can't just say, I'm going to be machmir. If you're going to be machmir, Rabosa, you're going to be frum, right? We want to be frum. We're really frum in our shul. We're going to be machmir for the Rivam, to have long truas, 9 dots. What kula does that bring with it? If we make a shvarim, that's... If we're going to be machmir for... No, is there... No, there's no real problem with doing it. There's no real problem with doing a long shvarim. With a long shua. It doesn't have any kulas. Then it's going to be very long and you might not make it. Okay, that's true. Okay, let's look at the mishnah. How do we paskin? Do you need to have 9 dots for the shua and therefore 9 dots for the tkiya? Or is it sufficient with 3 dots for the shua and a corresponding 3 dots for the tkiyas? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah in source number 6. Just at the end of the line, Nachon Lachash L'Deyaz U'L'Chatchil. It's proper to be Machmir for this day U'L'Chatchil to have 9 dots, a 9 dot Shua and a 9 dot Tekiah. U'Bedi Avad, Da'im Asa Osa Kishlosha Kochos K'dei Arishona. Paskins the Mishnah Berurah, if a guy did a Shua, or a guy did a Tekiah, you're Yotzei. This is going to be the beginning of our question that we really are going to start to deal with shortly. What you see from the Mishnah Berurah is that Bidi Eved, if the Baal Tokeya blew the incredibly short tekiah. Like, you, if you would blow that tekiah, you'd probably, like, you know, you know, pretend you have a frog in your throat and do it again, because you don't want to be embarrassed that you couldn't get, you could only get like a two and stopped. You're probably going to fix it. According to what we just read, you did a kosher tekiah b'di'evit, but you did a kosher tekiah. So what we're going to talk about shortly is, okay, if you did a kosher tekiah, or you did a kosher tekiah, and then you got caught, you got something stuck in your throat, if you're going to now fix it, what's happening if you just did something that's a full kosher sound, and now you try to fix it? You'll be most of the case, and we're going to see that there's even a greater problem that we'll see shortly. Let's look now in source number 7. And source number 7 is going to introduce what our problem could potentially be.
But it's not going to be Moser, because if it's not a good one, so it's invalid.
But it was good, because we just said that we passed in Mikra Hadin like Rashi, who says that what constitutes a good Shrua? 3 dots. And therefore, what constitutes a good Tekiah? 3 dots. How long does 3 dots take?
About
3/4 of a second.
Four tekiah.
Two, that's already longer than enough. Two, more than enough. So let's look at the following Shulchan Aruch, and this Shulchan Aruch is going to let us realize a tremendous concern that we're going to have whenever we find a Baal Tekiah who catches himself in the middle and wants to fix what he just did. You'll see what I mean in just a moment. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Tzadi, same siman as before, but this is a little bit later in the siman. This is a Sif Ches. It's going to repeat the same point 8 different ways around there. So we just have to make sure we understand the first point, and then once we understand the first point, we'll be able to understand the next 7 points. Im hivsik betrua ben tekiah l'shvarim. You're trying to do a tekiah, shvarim tekiah, and between the bread and the peanut butter, between the tekiah and the shvarim, you, by mistake, inserted a trua in the middle. Or the opposite. O shehivsik b'shvarim, ben trua tekiah. You wanted to do a tekiah and then a trua, and you got a shvarim mixed in. I don't care if, again, you have your peanut butter in the middle and your bread on the outside. I don't care if the one that you mixed in by mistake was before the middle one or after the middle one, meaning I don't care if you inserted after the first tekiah or before the last tekiah. Either way, you inserted a wrong kol in the middle, v'chein, or second line. Im heria beis truas zu achazu. This is going to be the main point that we're going to have to focus on. If you do two truas, right? Tekiah, trua, tekiah. Tu. And then he gets confused and he does tu again. You know what just happened? Well, he's going to say it. That's going to apostle invalidate that whole section. O shetocha achar trua tekiah kemis asik. If you ended up doing a tekiah but not like you're just trying to clear out the shofar. You weren't trying to actually blow. You're trying to clear out and end up blowing being a tekiah. So you didn't have kavan. It was not l'shem tekiah. Oh, or bottom line, last few words on the page. La'achar shetocha shlosha tvarim, shlosha shvarim, shosak. You did two, and then there's a pause. V'hivsik v'acharka toka shvar machem. And then you did again, two. So you added an extra set of shvarim. V'afil shever echad. Let's say you did a proper shvarim, two. So you paused, and then did even one just shever, one additional shever, meaning a third of what the shvarim. Bechol elu have a hefsik. Each of those unnecessary additions that you added by mistake, those are a hefsik. Vehifsid, that immediate section. Gam tekiah rishona. Okay, you didn't lose the whole, the whole seder hatekiahs, but that section didn't count at all. So if you did a tekiah, and then you did a trua, and then you got confused, did another trua, and a tekiah, you missed that whole section, and you're going to have to do again a tekiah, trua, tekiah. Yes, question.
We said earlier that you're doing shvarim, for example, instead of doing 1, 2, 3, you did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let's say, we said it's Kula Chada Trua was the Lashon, and that's because earlier it was B'Nishima Achas, and this one we're talking about has to be with a
Shtei. There was a pause. I don't want to get to through a Nishima, pause. But with a pause, yeah.
That's the Lashon that he used earlier.
He used the word Nishima?
Didn't he say it?
He said it was a Hefsik, the Hifsik.
Okay, so we said before that
that's if it's straight. Yeah, you could have two, that's fine.
Right. Yeah. It means extras work the problem back there.
If they're in a continuation, but if there's a break, then it will be.
As opposed to here where he stopped.
Correct.
Started again, and then it's a...
That's going to be a hefsek if you stop again. So it's not the number. You're right. You could do five in a good way and five in a bad way. Two, it's fine. However, two...
Like we do
two is a problem.
We don't do nine truas.
Correct. Yes. We do true arithmetic. That's totally fine.
Yeah, do nine truas. Right.
Right. You could do.
You go, right.
No problem.
Yeah, much more.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So now, the one that I really want to focus on is one of. We just had to get about, I don't know, about six, seven cases. I want to focus on really one case. Trua and then the other trua. You got up and you did your tekiah, then you did your trua, got confused for a second, then another. So that's a hefsek. Why is it a hefsek? What were you supposed to do a trua? So it's a hefsek. What does the word hefsek usually mean?
Interruption.
What does the word interruption mean? I'm doing X and you're interrupted with Y. That's usually what the word hefsek means, right? Hefsek is something that's not me'in of what I'm doing. So why should a trua be a hefsek for my trua?
Time hefsek.
You are up to Kia.
If you just had to wait, no one would have a problem. It's the fact that you did another call.
But
if you were just trying to get yourself comfortable and had to wait 30 seconds, no one would have a problem. But if you injected another trua, but why is another trua a hefsek? Okay, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah, how the Mishnah Berurah points to, highlights this point. The source number 8, the Mishnah Berurah, right on this line, V'chenim heiria beis trua, zuach ezu, you did a trua, and then another trua, da'ash ishtein min yana, even though they're really the same inyan, they're both a trua, mikomakom kevin, like Rabbi Kanner said, kevin shekar gomer achas pekashrus, since the first one was kosher, and I'm going to focus on that in a moment, su havi shnia, havi hefsek. If the first one is a kosher to trua, then anything additional is extraneous, and by virtue of it being extraneous, it constitutes a hefsek. And then, of course, we have the point that Rabbi Kanner also pointed out, that if you do a long one, a long trua could be as long as you want, a long shvarim as long as you want, that's going to be okay. Now, with this in mind, we could go to the chayyadim. Now we're getting to the main point that I told you we're going to reach. This is the main point. The next 7 minutes of the shir, 8-9 minutes of the shir will be the end of the shir, and this is going to be the main point. Fine. Says the chayyadim. Again, the main point is going to be the end of the Chayyadim, but we'll build to that. Says the Chayyadim in Hilchas Shabbos, Siman Kuf Mem Beis, if you'd base. Kevin Shetzar Shelo Yitka O Yishma Kol Acher She'enu Shayach Le'oslo Seder. You're not supposed to hear or blow anything that's not in the right place. L'fikach, Hayomid, he's going to quote the halacha from the Shulchan Aruch that we just learned. Hayomid v'tashrat, v'hiktim ha'tru l'shvarim. Let's say you did, this we never saw this case, let's say you did the Shvarim Trua, out of order. You did true shvarim. V'hiktim ha-tru l'shvarim, or, inversely, v'chein be-shvarim trua, tashat, which is for shvarim, shetav v'asa gam trua. And you did a true, you injected a true into your shvarim set. Whether you did it, whether you injected it before or after, I couldn't care less, etc. Let's skip a little bit. Now let's go to the underlying line, because this is the punchline of what we built. We built everything in the shir to reach this underlying line. V'chein, im asa trua kedin, if you did a trua that is a halachic trua, does anyone remember what a halachic trua is from about 5-6 minutes ago?
Three dots.
The Mishnah Berurah said, machlokas, of course, 3 dots or 9 dots. So the Mishnah Berurah said, mikra hadin, how much is a b'di'evet, it's a kosher trua, if you did 3 dots. That's already long enough. Im asa trua kedin, afilu rak kishir gimel kolchus be'alma. Like Rashi's sheet, the minimalist sheet that says all you have to do is 3 dots. Kamen diyesh omrim diyotzi bazeh. According to Rashi, you were yotzi with that. So guess what? If you now try to fix it, you could see this happening all the time. You did, Yanki, you did tit. That's not good. Now you can do a real one. Now you do tit. Wait a second, what just happened? You did a kosher one, and now you're doing another one? What is that called? That's called doing a second truah. And we said in the Shulchan Aruch that if you do a truah that's kosher and then do another truah, you lost the whole thing. It's not like you made it up with the new one that you're doing. You lost that whole set because you did a truah then another truah.
The line.
The tkiah and the truah and the tkiah. Should we call that the line?
Yeah.
We'll call that the line. Yes, you lost that line. Thank you. Again, im kain kevan shehifsik, second line of the underlined lines. Im kain kevan shehifsik ba v'gomar kvar hatrua. Since you did that first trua, the bad one, the short one, the ta-ta-ta, which according to Rashi is good, and you paused, right? Because if you didn't pause, then you could continue as long as you want. But if you pause to catch yourself or put yourself together, im kain kishechoze leharia, when you're going to resume to do your good trua, hariosa base truas, that constituted an additional truah, because the first truah, the bad one, you called it bad, but Rashi HaKadosh called it kosher, and we rely on Rashi b'di'evet. So according to Rashi, you did a truah, now you're getting, you put yourself together to do a nice truah, v'hifsid kol oso ha-seder, you lost that whole line. That's the chumrah of the Chayei Adam. Incredible. He points out, let's just finish off this point, v'afilu ha-tekiyah sh'asa kodem ha-truah ha-shvarim hifsid. You have to do the whole thing, that whole unit again. You have to do another tekiah with a truah, with a tekiah. You have to sort of go back. Rabbi Kana, this is a halacha we never realized, that we have to be aware that somebody, that Baal Tokea, catches himself in the middle of a truah, he didn't like it, you can't let him repeat the truah. You have two choices. Either say, go back to the beginning, if you want to do the whole line again, start with a tekiah, give me a nice truah, please, this time, followed by a tekiah. Or just be yotzi with the Rashi b'di'evit, it was a short truah, but Rashi says that's okay, and move on. You can fix it in the middle. That's an important, this is incredibly important.
You should not repeat the tekiah unless the Baal Ma'ari tells you to. There's a tendency of the Baal Tekiah want to fix it.
Right, exactly. You see that a tendency you wanted to fix things, fixing something.
With the tekiah, but not with a shvarim truah. Yeah. A
tekiah.
Even by a tekiah.
So we only learned if there's a problem in the shvarim. Right, everything that we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, he only makes his points regarding the middle, the peanut butter and jelly. He's not making it regarding the
sandwich or in the sandwich.
Right. You could always start your sandwich again. You could always start your tekiah again. Right. So this is really if there's a problem with the middle one, the trua, the shvarim trua, or the shvarim. Okay. Now Rabosai, that was the Chayei Adam. So you ignore. Forget the crowd. Forget the crowd.
They're not going to like that skimpy little trua over there.
Let them go somewhere. Fine. Okay. Now Rabosai, we got to the punchline. But it's only beginning because we're going to see something incredible now, Rabbis. We're going to be something absolutely incredible. This is going to be the most beautiful lumdus that you've ever heard. I want to go to Hilchas Kriya Shema right now. Nothing to do with Tekiyas Shofar, nothing to do with Truas or Shvarams or Shvarim Truas. There's a halach in Kriya Shema. This is the jumping point that applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. Do mitzvahs need kavana or not? Mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Let's look at Hilchas Kriya Shema. Machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas in the Rishonim, and 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Says source number 10. Hilchas Kriya Shema, famous line in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samach. Yesh omen she'ein mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Yesh omen she'tzrichas kavana. Let me explain. When we talk about the sugya, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, we don't mean that when I say Shema, I should realize that Hashem is really one. That's not mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana means that I am intending, as I recite Kriya Shema, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So again, let's talk about Kiddush. Let's say Kiddush needs kavana. If I make Kiddush, it doesn't mean that I have to be mechavin that Hashem created the world in 7 days and he rested on the Shabbos. That's not what mitzvah tzrichas kavana is. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana means I'm saying the bracha to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. Let's talk about shofar. If we would hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana by shofar, it doesn't mean that you have to to open up your book of kavanas harizal on vasmein the shofar and what happens to olam asel yonim. That's not what mitzvah tzrichas kavana is. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana by shofar means you have to intend I'm blowing this l'shem mitzvah, or I'm not blowing this l'shem mitzvah. Bear with me now. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? We have machlokas. Concludes the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim, Shetzrichas Kavan Alatzis Basiasa Osa Mitzvah V'chein Halacha. We paskin that mitzvah tzrichos kavana. That means if you do a mitzvah without the intent that it should constitute a mitzvah, you do an act, and your intent is not to do a religious act, your intent is just to do an act, you do not fulfill the mitzvah. So let's say, for example, you're an elementary school teacher, and you're teaching 7th grade. 7th grade is bar mitzvah, boys. And you had a stomachache this morning, so when you went to shul, you didn't put on your tefillin. And you take out your tefillin to show your boys in class exactly how to put tefillin on. Okay, you put tefillin on, and you show them exactly, not like this, but like this. Were you yotzei the mitzvah? You're not yotzei the mitzvah. You did the act, you put tefillin on your head, you wrapped tefillin on your arm, but you did not have intent to fulfill the mitzvah, you are not yotzei. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Now, very, very important, Magen Avraham. Look at number 11. It says in Magen Avraham that this rule, v'davka b'mitzvos de'oraisa, ava mitzvos de'rabanan ein sarach kavana. This rule that you have to have kavanah in order to, that your act should constitute a mitzvah, it's only by d'oraisos. But d'rabanans, if you do a din d'rabanan, let's say you're laning the Megillah, not because you want to lane the Megillah, but because you want to practice, because later you're going to have to lane in shul. You're laning for the ladies. Later you're going to practice right now. So you lane the Megillah to yourself to practice, so that you could be yotzi later to read to the ladies. You get a phone call after you finish, the ladies found somebody else. Were you yotzei or not? Your laning, your original laning, was not for the fulfillment of a mitzvah. It was for practice. It was shelo l'shem mitzvah. Guess what? Since Kriyas Megillah is only d'rabbanan, by d'rabbanan, this Magen Avraham tells us, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. And therefore, you're yotzei even though you didn't have kavana. Okay. That was the background to do some incredible footnote. Please turn to the incredible Ritzvi Pesach Frank. We're going to see a machlokas Ritzvi Pesach Frank and Maharsham about this issue. I told you Ritzvi Pesach Frank was the Rav of Yerushalayim in the 50s. My father asked him some shahs. My father learned in Eretz Yisrael in the 50s. He had very fond memories of me, the Rav HaRashi of Yerushalayim. So the question that we raised just 2 minutes ago. The Baal Tokeya did a mini trua. A three-dot trua, ta-ta-ta. And he didn't like it. And now he wants to do a good trua, a proper trua. Will that mini trua count? And therefore, if he does a proper trua now, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, he just did a hefsek. That's what the Chayyadim said. The Chayyadim that we learned 4 or 5 minutes ago said, if you did that mini trua, ta-ta-ta, since we hold that it counts, we are so mechbidiyevet on Rashi that a mini trua, a three-dot trua, is okay with the Eved, so you're yotzei a trua. If you now do another trua, you're going to mess yourself up. It's going to be a hefsek. Please join me in the Ritzvi Pesach Frank. Al das ha-she'ela b'niskalkel b'trua, you messed up your trua, la'acha she'toka shlosha trumitin. After you did t-t-t, three dots. V'acharkach, afterwards, you fixed it and you did a nice one. Toka michadash tisha trumitin. Hinei, he's putting this question together for us beautifully now. The Shulchan Aruch that we learned together, it says, I'm going to skip it. He quotes a Shulchan Aruch that says, if you blew one trua and then blew another one, it's a hefsek. You blew one shvarim, then you blew another one, it's a hefsek. Fine. Okay, so now skip to the next paragraph, and this is going to be the excitement. Let me try to say it outside. There's a Maharsham. The Maharsham is going to say something absolutely incredible, which is my favorite part of this shiur. The Maharsham is going to say the following: when you did Yanki, you did a ta-ta-ta, a bad shua, and then you fixed it with a nice ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, a beautiful shua afterwards. What happens when you do that bad shua? Did you want that to count or not? Well, when you realize that it was a bad shua,
no.
I could prove to you that you don't want it to count.
Made another one.
Because you went to do a full one, probably right afterwards. So you obviously didn't want that first one to count. So let's think for a second. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Tekiyas Shofar is Doraisa. If Tekiyas Shofar is Doraisa, let's talk about the 30 that are Doraisa. If Tekiyas Shofar is Doraisa, thank you. If Tekiyas Shofar is Doraisa, so do you need Kavanah or not?
No.
To fulfill the mitzvah, you need to have kavana. You just said that when you messed up, you didn't want it. As indicated by the fact that you went ahead and did a good one. Hold on. I know what you're saying. I know what you're going to say. Says Masham, since you didn't want that first one, that first you caught you as you did it, as you stopped in the middle, you realize this is not what I want. And the proof of the pudding is the fact that you did a new one, a full one, a beautiful one right afterwards. That shows that the first one didn't have kavana. And therefore, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, were you yotze with that first tekiah?
No.
If you didn't want it, then you don't have kavana. If you don't have kavana on the first day of Rosh Hashanah when tekiah sar daraisa, guess what? You weren't yotze. If you weren't yotze, Rabbosai, you didn't do a trua yet. And therefore, guess what you could do now? A proper trua.
But they never have to between a tekiah and your trua.
No, it was a nothing. It was a blip. It was a meaningless nothing. It wasn't the kasher's kol. It wasn't a kol. And therefore, this Masham that I'm telling you right now what I just told you is against the Chayei Adam. Remember, the Chayei Adam that we learned 5 minutes ago said, if you do the three, and then you fix it by doing a long one, the Chayei Adam said, well, since the first one that you did was kosher b'di'eved, that counted as a kol b'di'eved, the next one that you're doing is going to be a hefsek. Says this Masham, let me just say this again because it's a complicated point. This is a complicated point. Says Masham, since we are on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, when Tekiah Shofar is Daraisa, and you're blowing the Daraisa blasts, and since you, as you're doing this bad Trua, you decide you don't want it, that means you didn't have Kavana that this should be a Trua. Therefore, says Masham, I'm just repeating myself, therefore says Masham, that this that you discarded, you were therefore showing you don't have Kavana that this should count. And therefore you did not say, blow a kosher kol. Therefore, you would be permitted to blow a proper trua afterwards. Because that first one was shalom b'kavana, and we hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana on daraisas against the chayadin that we learned 5 minutes ago, who said that if you would fix it, it would constitute a hafsik, because you already yotzi the first one with a bad trua. Now you're doing a good trua, that's a hafsik, because they were both good mikra hadin. It wasn't. You didn't blow a tekiah, and you didn't blow a shorah, and you didn't do a trua. You just did some other things. I would assume it's at least a trua. I would assume it would probably be a shorah. Yeah, shorahs, they're truas.
It would seem that only works tov kadei divor, because if it takes longer, then it would be.
No, once you stopped your bad one, when you do no, Mr. Ploni, when you do your bad one, and you catch yourself, you could take 30 seconds to put yourself together. The fact that you stopped in the middle because it was so short and you didn't like it and it wasn't the lechatchila dikatrua of 9, so that was showing that you weren't interested in it. Listen to this. This is incredible. What about on the second day? On the second day we hold by tekiyas derabbanan and mitzvahs derabbanan and ein tzarech kavana. If ein tzarech kavana, that means when you do the you were yotze, even though it doesn't matter what you were thinking. I don't care whether you wanted it, you didn't want it. The fact that you did the action, you're yotze the mitzvah derabbanan, and therefore it's going to come out that on the second day, that is yotze, and therefore the next trua, when you compose yourself and do a proper beautiful trua, it is coming after what was considered kosher because the first one didn't need kavana, and therefore it will be a hafsik. So which day is more machmir?
Second.
The second day ends up being a hafsik, and the first day, daraisa, is not going to be a hafsik. Rabosai, this marsham is masuk midvash. You don't need dessert tonight. I hear your question. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I have another part to that question.
Yeah?
The other part of the question, whether you have the kavana before, is in the world of mitzvahs, tzrichas kavana or not.
Yeah.
How about you say mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana?
Like the rabbanans.
But you have specific kavana not to be yotza.
Baruch Shekivanta, we're going to see that in a minute and a half. Then everyone would agree that you're not yotza. Great, hold that. That's going to be number 13. Baruch Shekivanta. But now I want to talk about what Mr. Bergman and I think some other people also thought about. We just learned the Maharsham together. That was the Maharsham's. The Maharsham's beautiful svar is that when you stopped in the middle, that shows that you don't want it, and therefore it's you don't have kavana, and therefore if you require mitzvah tzrichas kavana on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is tekiah d'oraisas, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah the first one, and therefore you can blow a proper trua afterwards against the chayah than we did before, who said, hey, you riyote b'diyavid, you can't do anything else. Comes with Tzvi Pesach Frank and makes the ha'ara that Mr. Bergman and some others pointed out. L'anias daiti, the bottom paragraph of the long piece of Tzvi Pesach Frank. L'anias daiti, b'chahai gavna, when you did ta-ta-ta and caught yourself and didn't like it and want to do a new one, so Maharsham says, oh, the fact that you stopped in the middle and you didn't want that to count, and you're as proven by the fact you're going to do another one now, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank himself in the bottom paragraph, no. You're saying that means that there's no kavana there? When you blew that ta-ta-ta, what was your intent? Why did you blow that ta-ta-ta? Why did you start that ta-ta-ta? Because you thought you were blowing shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah to do a mitzvah. After you did three, you realize that it's not coming out good. So you stopped. But when you did it, when you initiated that ta-ta-ta in the first place, you did it with the intent to fulfill thereby a mitzvah. This is what you said before. And therefore, it says with Tzvi Pesach Frank, b'mechilas kvod ma'asham, I hold, ulanias daiti, please join me in the bottom paragraph of the long section, ulanias daiti b'chai gavna, choshev, it is considered niskavim lotzis yedei chavaso. You, Maharsham, wanted to say that, oh, since you stopped when you messed up, it's not you didn't have kavana. No, that is considered you did have kavana. Sharei b'chol koach, with every trumat, every time you emit sound from your mouth while you're blowing a shofar, you are thereby being miskavin latzis yedei chavaso. Va'afal pi shalon iskavin, here it's saying something very lumdish. Va'afal pi shalon iskavin latzis es kol hatrua b'shalosh kochos elu. It's true that you didn't intend this to be your whole trua. You wanted to get, you were hoping you would make a long trua. You just didn't make it. So even though you didn't intend that this should be your entire trua, but you did blow it for the sake of a trua, it didn't work out the way you wanted, but when you did it, when you blew it, it was the shemitzah. Since you wanted that to be at least the part of the trua, the first third of your trua, next of kimis kavilantis, that's considered kavana according to the Ritzvi Pesach Frank for the purposes of mitzvah zirchas kavana. And therefore, says Ritzvi Pesach Frank, since you did intend when you emitted it from your mouth that ta-ta-ta, it didn't come out the way you wanted it, that wasn't your intent to be a whole trua, but since you spit it out of your mouth for the purpose of a mitzvah, it does count. And since that does count, you were yotzei. And since you were yotzei, if you do a trua afterwards, that's a hafsik, like the chayyadam we spoke about earlier. That's the end of my shir. But just for fun, I want to share with you one more svara that Rabbi Kano was mechaven to. And he says that, let's look at it. These are from the notes on the side of the Dir Shur Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Spinka Archas Chaim in the shame of the Hadras Kodesh. I don't know who the Hadras Kodesh is. Let's say you have a wonderful Baal Tokei like we have. And in our shul, with a wonderful Baal Tokei, he has in mind that I don't want to be Yotzei with anything less than ideal. Anything that's not perfect, I had a neighbor, a little bit of Rachmanis, but I had a neighbor. Before they had word processors, when they were just typewriters, when she was older than me, when she was in college, I remember hearing this story. She would type her paper. If there was a mistake anywhere on the paper, what would she do? She'd crumple the whole page out, throw it out, and start again. Rachmanis. Rachmanis. No correction, no white ink, no white out. She threw out the whole thing. That was her mishigas.
Perfectionist.
Yeah, OCD, 100%. Okay, let's say you have a Baal Tokei with a little bit of an OCD. I'm not going to do anything less than a Mahudu Dig. Anything less than nine, I don't want that to be a trua of mine.
I want to retroactively nullify it.
You could call it retroactive. You could say, Mitchila, I never intended anything less than nine. Yeah, basically. Right. So that's sort of what Rabbi Kanner pointed out. If you have negative kavan, if you have intent that what I'm going to do isn't a mitzvah, So even if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana, like for drabbanans, for example, but if you intend that I'm doing an action that should not have halachic significance, that should not be spiritually meaningful, halachically meaningful, then clearly it's not going to be halachically meaningful.
Like
it's not going to be true.
When you're laying the Megillah there, it's not that you have kavana not to be yotzeh, you just didn't have kavana to be yotzeh.
But if I have definitive kavana to not be yotzeh, then you're not yotzeh. Ah, oh, so therefore he says, Shekeven Shahaisa, the second line of the bottom section. Shekeven Shahaisa, look, Kavana Mefuresha, Shalom, Lotzis, Bepachs, Mitas, Trumtin. If somebody has, if the Batokeya has in mind, I don't want to be Yotze with less than 9. Moil Hadavar, it will help. Af Bidrabban, Shalom, Yetze Bazeh. Even if it's only Drabban, and normally by Drabban, you don't need Kavana Lotzis, even with Shaloba Kavana. But here, when you had negative Kavana, we will listen to your negative Kavana. That I don't want to be Yotze with this bed, with anything less than 9, we will listen to you. And therefore, since it's less than 9, that means you had negative kavana. You wanted this not to count. And if you want this not to count, then it doesn't count. If it doesn't count, what could you go ahead and do?
Change Lamapreya. You are.
According to what he's saying, if you have intent that I don't want to be Yotze with anything less than 9, then you have not just no kavana, you have negative kavana. You want it not to count. And if you want it not to count, guess what? It doesn't count. And therefore, if your first bad one doesn't count, what could you go ahead and do? You can go ahead and do a nice one. That's the end of the book. So let me just sum up this last point that we just pointed out. We had the Chai Adam say, now this is just review. We had the Chai Adam tell us that if you're going to do minimal trua, and then you catch yourself and do a proper one, that should be a problem. Because since the minimum one was Yotze, the second one that you're doing is a Hefsik. Comes the Maharsham and says that it should depend which day of Rosh Hashanah. That's only going to be a problem on the first day of Rosh Hashanah.
You need Kavana.
When you need Kavana. But on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, when you don't need Kavana. No, I'm sorry, the opposite. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, when you need Kavana, the fact, says the Maharsham, that you stopped in the middle, shows that you didn't have Kavana, and therefore it didn't count, the first bad true didn't count, therefore you can go ahead and blow a proper one. So either way, halach l'maisa, it seems, if I would be the makri, and the bal tokeo would blow a bad tekiah, I would probably want him to go back, to avoid this machlokes, to start the line again. Do the tekiah again, and do a proper trua, so we don't have to worry about getting into this shaila of a hefsek. Which we'll lose it. Rabosai, Torah is Masak Midvash, we should be Zohar, Ksiva Chesima Tova, good Kabbalah Shtior. Next Thursday night, I might not give a Shir Thursday night because I'll be preparing for my Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. You're all invited to my Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, topic to be announced. Ksiva Chesima Tova, good Kabbalah Shtior.